USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Two Shelby County deputies are being relieved of duty pending an investigation into the death of Tyree Nichols. It comes after video was released Friday showing the violent arrest of Nichols by Memphis police. Shelby County Sheriff Floyd Bonner Jr. said he was concerned and troubled about how two deputies behaved during the incident. The father of Nichols is speaking out following the release of the brutal video. Rodney Wells spoke to MSNBC, saying Nichols was loved by everyone and was the type of person everybody saw the good in. In the video, cops surrounded his car and throw Nichols to the ground before he breaks free.
I hope they stomp his ass. Smith is calling for other cars because him and Martin are chasing him.
Five ex-officers have since been charged with his murder. Nichols died in a hospital 3 days after the traffic stop beating. The Memphis Grizzlies and Minnesota Timberwolves held a moment of silence before their game Friday night. Also Friday night, three people were arrested in New York City during protests for Nichols. At least seven people were killed at a synagogue in Israel.
Reports say a Palestinian gunman entered the synagogue and fired at worshippers who gathered for Friday night prayers. At least five others were injured in the incident. The shooter was killed at the scene. It's believed he acted alone. I'm Dave Collins.
Two mass shootings in 3 days in California has President Biden calling for an assault weapons ban. However, Republicans doubt that will happen. Senator John Cornyn says the votes aren't there for such a ban. The same can be said when it comes to prohibiting large capacity magazines. Former Vice President Mike Pence addressed for the first time having classified paperwork at his Indiana home.
Those classified documents should not have been in my personal residence. Mistakes were made.
A dozen documents were found last week at his home, according to CNN. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Family attorney for Tyree Nichols, Ben Crump, is speaking out following the release of video showing the brutal beating by officers of Nichols.
A lot of anguish, a lot of pain. His mother can't watch the video. His father and siblings are just mortified seeing this video again. I mean, it's very difficult.
Protests are breaking out across the country since the video was released. Almost a dozen protests took place Friday night across the country, including in Memphis, Dallas, Atlanta, and San Francisco. In New York, there was a large protest near Times Square, and police arrested at least three people. The high prices for eggs has sent people to the black market for the hot commodity.
Border Patrol agents have seen a 300% increase in the interception of fresh eggs coming north. Problem is,
fresh eggs are prohibited from entry into the United States.
Rick Pazza with Customs and Border Protection in Laredo, Texas, says that's because eggs can carry all kinds of animal diseases. And if you're caught, it can get real expensive real fast.
They face an initial fine of $300, and if there's multiple violations, that fine can increase to $1,000.
Even so, the eggs keep coming as eggs on grocery store shelves here in the USA hit $10 a dozen or more. I'm Rich Johnson.
Powerball tops $570 million for Saturday's jackpot. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.